It's coming. It's blocked. Williams going end zone. It's caught. Jahdae Walker, touchdown Bears.
Nothing fancy. Here's Walker just running a post. It's cover four. The near safety bites down on the underneath player. And then Amik Robertson has to try to play over the top of that. But he recognizes it late. And Caleb sees it right off the bat. You game plan for that coverage, for that route. He got exactly what he wanted, and that was great execution.
You saw that graphic on that last touchdown. Caleb Williams, a single season, best season in passing Bears history, passing Eric Kramer.
Usually you say with a quarterback, particularly a mobile quarterback, make him go to his left. He's as comfortable rolling to his left, flipping his hips.
Komet?
Yes.
That deep
he's,
post.
You know what he is? He's, for me, he's John Elway from my generation.
That was Howie Long several weeks ago. And that's aged really well, I think. Howie Long's comp of Caleb Williams as John Elway for this generation. Guy who can run an awful lot. Guy whose completion percentage is not as high as some of his contemporaries. But, oh boy, does he have a knack for making big plays late in the fourth quarter and such. And I think that's aged really well from Howie Long.
I got another piece of breaking NFL news.
Okie doke.
The Lions announced today that they have parted ways with offensive coordinator John Morton.
Okay, so Ben Johnson's replacement has been fired, and Dan Campbell finds somebody else. Maybe somebody actually trusts to call plays, so he doesn't have to do it.
It's, you know what's hilarious and also adorable, because we all go through it, everyone's eyesight gets worse. It's watching Dan Campbell with his readers.
I know.
As he's doing, looking at his play call, he's like, I didn't get my readers on.
He should get those ones that you wrap around your neck and they're in two different parts, and then you throw them up on your head and they magnetize together.
And they connect.
Yeah.
There's a hot, interesting name that like a lot of league people were telling me about that maybe could be a good fit for that OC job up in Detroit.
Yeah.
Shane Waldron. What do you think? No?
I'd love to see that. Love to see Shane Waldron.
The Shane Waldron curse to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
I'll tell you this much. Get your hands off Declan Doyle. You know, you do not let that man.
I don't think that. Everyone keeps talking about Declan Doyle hired away. And I'm like, He doesn't call plays.
Yeah. Where's Shane Waldron right now, Tanny? Do you know?
He's coaching Michigan, breaking it just announced.
No. He's the passing game coordinator for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
He's a playoff coach.
Yeah, take that. Yeah, don't I look foolish now?
Yeah.
Trevor Lawrence wasn't unlocked till he got there.
That's right.
Liam Cohen loves him some Shane Waldron.
But you know what?
That makes sense.
It really does.
It does.
Couple of goofballs hanging out.
It completely makes sense.
All right, so look, John Elway comped to Caleb Williams. What does John Elway think about being comped to Caleb Williams? On Club Shay Shay, he was
Howie Long said Caleb Williams is this generation's John Elway.
You know, he's coming on.
He is. He's unbelievable.
He's coming on. He's doing better. You know, and the one thing, he's moving around. He's not, decision making is getting better. And I think he's a great player. You know, it's like anything. He's still young. He's not, you know, to me, in watching him, the few games that I've watched him, he's not hitting the ones he should hit every time.
Right.
Right. The easy ones, the ones that, you know, the square outs, the hitches.
Yes.
Those type balls that you got on target every time.
Right.
That, you know, he's still a little, but that'll come.
Right.
That'll come with maturity and experience.
But that throw that he made against Green Bay in overtime.
Oh my God.
The one that he made a couple of weeks earlier where he threaded and needed through two guys and his guy catches it. I mean, he can, his ability to throw on the move.
And the one thing that, you know, I believe this too, Shannon, is that as a quarterback to be great in the NFL, you have to be able to win it from the pocket.
Yes.
You got to be able to make the throws from the pocket. Now, the addition of movement and creating new, you know, creating big plays,
yes,
extending plays, that is all an added bonus.
Right.
But to be able to be great, and that's where that's where Caleb, I think, is getting a lot better.
Right.
Because in college, he's such a better athlete than anybody. He can do whatever he wants, run all over the place, right? But he seems to be getting more comfortable staying in that pocket. Ben Johnson's keeping him in there a little bit when he's making those throws. And then the added bonus is the ability to move around.
Man, that's John Elway. And I thoroughly agree. Every time I watch a college game in all these playoffs, I'm seeing these guys, some of these quarterbacks look great. I'm like, all right, but how will they do in the pocket? We have no idea. Like every time, every single guy, we just don't know which of them are going to be able to adjust and figure it out and who will not.
It makes the Mendoza thing kind of interesting because he's a throwback that way. Like he's a pocket guy. He can move, but he's not a running guy.
You know who else was like that in college is Drake May. Drake May was more of a pocket guy who can move. That was that thing.
But I mean, so was Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? Like, yeah, it's true. He was, but when you have the wide receivers that were playing at Ohio State, those windows don't have to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you can make throws and those guys are going to go and get it. And they were beating their defenders the way that the Bears were struggling with Amon-Ra St. Brown on Sunday. So you don't know, but that's kind of where the pressure is. Like, watching, I get romantic about some of this stuff. I know you do too. Like, when the old heads come out and they see themselves.
Oh, it's cool.
In the new school guys.
Yeah, and when they have an open mind and they're not like, well, he can't be me. He can't possibly be me.
I think Steve Young is the absolute, like, god of that.
It's because he's had a million different comps thrown at him.
And he loves it. Like, he loves to talk about the guys that are mobile and what it is that their quarterback lives are in the NFL. And those of us who grew up watching John Elway and being like, wow, like, that guy's everything.
Yeah, I bristled at first because Elway was great. And Elway, you know who used to sit in this studio has always said that John Elway is his favorite quarterback of all time?
Marshall Harris.
No.
Terry?
Terry Bowers. That was Terry's guy, was Elway. Should ask him why. I don't know, but like Elway was always his guy. I remember tons of conversations about the greatest of all time, and he'd always say that, Elway, and he would say, I know the numbers don't necessarily say so, but that was my guy.
Here's where I'll continue the comp with Caleb and John Elway. There was an electricity to the way that John Elway played quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was tough. Like, if he had to, he could run you over. But he would sometimes run away from you. And sometimes they would roll the pocket, and he would throw the ball 55 yards down the field. Sound like anyone you've been watching play quarterback?
Yeah, it's true. And Elway believed he was the baddest MF-er on the field.
Yes.
He believed it to his core.
You mean like good arrogance?
Here's Caleb Williams from today talking about his confidence and where it comes from.
All the big games the same to me. It doesn't matter if it was high school for me, whether it was college or anything like that, whether it was a game that's going to get us into the playoffs. I think the mindset of it just changes a little bit because you know you don't have another game if you go out there and you don't accomplish the goal.
Didn't you tell us once that you were nervous one day ever?
One time. It was my first game versus Gilman at their place in high school. And then after that, it was all good.
How are you able to not
be? I think it's just the trust in myself, the belief in myself, a little bit of that arrogant confidence on the football field. You know, the trust and belief and who I have protected me, the trust and belief and who I have calling the game, and then the trust and belief and who I have on the outside and in the backfield.
Man, that's a lot of things coming together, finally, because he says it all. He says trust and belief in who he has calling the game. I think about him saying, I have the best coach in the world, in terms of Ben Johnson a couple weeks ago. He believes that now.
Wore his jersey walking into the game last week.
Had it made. It's a badass move. Who he believes in his talent, but he's always believed in himself.
Damn right he has.
He's got that arrogance. For him, I'm glad he said it out loud. I mean, we all know it's been there. We've always heard that it's been there.
And you, I think, rightly have kind of been like, look, this might be a little bit of fake it till you make it.
Yeah.
And that's okay.
All last year.
And that's totally okay.
Of course it is. He's a young dude in his 20s trying to stand up in front of grown men and lead.
And that position in particular lends itself to automatic leadership. And so if it's not already in you, you've got to figure out how to get there. And if that means that you have to walk with a little bit of arrogance into that building so that people understand you came here to do a job. And you want to do it.
Can I tell you something that's so cool that I read in Courtney Cronin's piece about the relationship between Ben and Caleb? And remember how we used to hear that Bill Belichick would deal with Tom Brady? Remember that mm-hmm. he would call him out in front of everybody. Remember that? I remember hearing that and being like, wow, that's interesting. He would call him out in front of everybody. And if he can say that to them, huh? Here's JT Barrett in Courtney Cronin's piece today on ESPN. Quote, I've been to places where sometimes the quarterback is coached more in the meeting room, where it's just him and the position coach, or him and the play caller. But for us, everybody hears it when Caleb gets criticized, and we get it corrected right then and there. That's what Ben does. And so
I do think there's a fine line to it,
oh,
though.
Oh, man.
And
maybe in the future it will be.
Yes, because that was one of the things that Tom Brady was like, you know what I've had just about enough of? You telling me what's going on.
Yeah, after they won 7 Super Bowls.
Yes. And then Tom was like, you can go yell at somebody else.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go down here with a coach who is going to hold me accountable.
But doesn't yell at me.
But isn't going to be treating me like
sure,
that.
But don't
and then he won a Super Bowl and was like, let me show you my junk.
Right, okay. but that's, first of all, don't you think Ben has a little more social awareness than Bill Belichick?
100%.
And also, we'll deal with that 7 Super Bowls from
now. No, I'm worried about it, dude. I'm so worried about that.
What is it going to be like after the 5th Super Bowl? Their relationship.
Look, on the Baby T and Speak show.
BTS.
After that 4th Super Bowl that the Bears win.
Yeah.
I'm sure Baby T will get into some of that stuff and try to figure out what the hell's going on with their relationship.
Me and Baby T already went ahead and took a promo picture.
I saw it. It was awesome.
Did you post it, Alex? Please.
I'll post it right now.
Go ahead and tweet that. Yeah, we already went ahead and took a promo shot. He was making a point, and I was angry because he was pushing me around through my own material. You know what I mean?
Oh, not again.
I can just see it in the Sun Times tomorrow. Holmes finally replaced by Baby T.
It's about time.
It's about time.
Let's see if Spiegel can make this one work.
On ITC, inside a clubhouse.
No.
I call it that for short.
BTS. Oh,
that's good, Tyler. That's good. ITC.
Yeah, BTS. Beat the spread, right?
No,
or beat the streak.
No.
Excuse me. No, or was it? It's a Korean band, right? BTS?
I don't know.
Yeah.
A K-pop band?
Yeah, it's a K-pop band. Yeah. Huge K-pop band. But BTS is going to be Baby T and Speak is going to take over.
I like it.
And push me around through my stuff.
Yeah, man.